Let me tell you. My daddy said, Douglas, I got some wood out there. There's little logs out there laid out there. So you, if you want them, you can have them. Just take them, load them on your pulpwood truck, take them on down there, and that way you can get you some money. Because at that time, I would lay it off. I said, okay, Dad, I'll do that. And I loaded those logs up on that pulpwood truck. I had a pulpwood truck. Loaded it up on there. Went down, going down to Hooker. They had those, as I was going down there was a trailer out there. It was about maybe two, there might have been two or three of them out there. The people, they worked on them, they fixed trailers. And, well, as I was going by there, I went by there, so I stopped by. So, as I was coming back home, something said, pull over, something said, go ahead, something said, pull over, something said, go ahead, something said, pull over, something said, go ahead, something said, pull over, I pull over. I pull over in there, because see, I was looking at the natural. Like, you know, so I'm telling you, you know, how can you afford? You got nothing. And you know what? When I stepped out the truck, and I started up there in the main open door, so I tell you what I'm going to do. He said, this is a 14 wide trailer, three bedroom. He said, I tell you what I'm going to do. It's $16,000 trailer. I'm going to let you have it for eight. I said, wow. I said, that's my house. Guess what? I said, what? How much money did I have? Not much. But you know what I had done, though? I had planted some seeds. My brother's in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I had two brothers at that time. They was in Kinnahagan Bible College. I had sent them some money to help them, which I didn't have a lot of money, but I sent them what I had. And by doing that, see, I had planted seed. But you know, I had to have $2,000 down on that trail. I went to the bank. The man said, yeah, I'll let you have the loan. He said, but you got to have $2,000 down. I said, man, I didn't let go of my faith. But let me tell you this before that come about, because I don't want to get ahead of myself, because I want to move on pretty quick. Before that come about, something I see right now, I'm not going to finish. Before that came about, the devil, I was laying in the bed. The devil said, you're not going to get that. You're not going to get that trailer. You're not going to get it. I said, I believe I'm going to get it. No, you're not. You're going to get it. I said, I believe I'm going to get it. No, you're not going to get it. I said, I believe I'm going to get it. No, you're not. And I had to wrestle. It was the hardest fight of faith. I'm telling you, that was a fight. I'm telling you, y'all. If I had said no, I wouldn't have got it. He would have took it, stole it from me. But I wouldn't quit. I wouldn't give up. I believe God. I mean, it was literally a wrestle. It was a hard fight. But that next morning, it seemed like the day was bright. But let me tell you something. After needing the $2,000, the Lord blessed me with some wood to cut. I think Lewis McGregor at the time helped me cut that wood. You remember that, Lewis? That's right. He could run that chainsaw, y'all. You talking about a chainsaw runner? He can run it. Man, we got out there, cut that wood. I made almost enough money. And at that time, then my wife, father-in-law, sent us $1,000. Glory to God. So then I needed around about three. I had to have it pretty quick. I needed about $300 more. I borrowed that $300 from my sister-in-law, Lois Taylor. Had my $2,000, paid the $2,000 down. Old six on the trailer, the house paid for in just a little bit of no time. You see how good God is? The Bible says faith is what? Substance of what? Things hoped for. Faith is also what? Evidence or what? Proof of things what? Not seen. Even though you don't see it, it's a proof. Faith becomes proof saying that you have it. I could go on, y'all, and tell y'all. Let me move on a little farther. Hebrews 11:6, it says, this is why you want to use faith. It said, but without faith, what? It is impossible to do what? Please him. For he that cometh to God must what? That he what? And that he is a what? A rewarder. A rewarder. What is a rewarder? You ever got a reward? Now, you think about my God, how big he is. See, we say we believe the Bible. I'm going to tell you something. I made up in my mind. If God would have said it, I don't want to get too excited. He's been so good to me. I made up in my mind, if it said it, I believe it. Thank you, Lord. How do you use your faith? Mark 11, 22 and 23. Now, these are scriptures y'all know. And Jesus answered and said unto them, have what? Faith in who? In God. He said, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not do what? Doubt in his heart, but shall do what? Believe that what? Those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. And I can tell you another story. Because see, I'm not telling you something that I've lived this. I've experienced this. I know what I'm talking about. It ain't something I'm just because I lived it. I've been through it. That was time I spent a whole lot of money on my farm. I'm talking about way up in the thousands. If anybody farm, you know that when you put that fertilizer in the ground, you put them seeds in the ground, you buy the chemicals, you buy that diesel fuel, man, you will be out of a whole lot of money right quick. Up in the, way up in the, more than 20, more than 30, more than 40. All right. Crop didn't do nothing. Bad year. Rain, 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 rain. Couldn't get it. Well, I ain't going to say it didn't do nothing. It did something, but it still didn't do that good. But it rained, and it molded. The beans molded. Lord, what am I going to do? The devil said, what you going to do now? 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 I said, you know what I'm going to do? I said, I'm just going to fall back in the arms of Jesus. I'm just going to act like the word of God. So he said he would take care of me. He said he would supply all of my needs. Father, I just thank you that all of my needs are met according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus.